Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazegna, the host of Live with Passion. I'm so glad that you tuned into the program today. Going to be talking about loneliness. Loneliness is epidemic. And the name of this program is Isolated but Insulated. That means you may be isolated, but you're being protected by God. God is with you. So let me share this from Acts chapter 18. And Paul is in Corinth, and he was put in jail. And also, he was having trouble from different people persecuting him. And the Lord appeared to Paul one night in a vision and said, "Don't be afraid, but speak, and don't be silent, for I am with you. And no one shall attack you and harm you, for I have many people in this city." So Paul was isolated in prison, but he was insulated. God took care of him. God protected him. And that's what I want to say. Right now, loneliness is epidemic in our society, especially because of the pandemic. I have a friend on Long Island, New York, and her birthday's coming up, and she just lost her father some years back, and she said, "Talk about loneliness." She's not married, she feels alone, and she feels lonely. And because of the pandemic, this is happening to a lot of people because of isolation and social distancing. And we can't get together. It's even against the law at times to get together. Churches have been closed. And gatherings, even 12-step meetings aren't happening. They're happening online, virtually. And it used to be, statisticians tell us, that it used to be about 1 out of every 5 persons felt lonely. But now, because of the pandemic, 3 out of 5 people are claiming that they feel lonely. And that's interesting. There's been lockdowns. There's been times of isolation, forced isolation. But I think that this is a monastic moment. I think God is working through the pandemic to bring us more insulation, more protection, a deeper relationship with Him. There's a verse from the prophet Hosea that says, "I will woo you into the desert and speak tenderly to your heart." Did you get that? During this pandemic, I will woo you into the desert, to a place of solitude, to a place of isolation. God will call you out of all the attractions, out of all the addictions, if you will, and woo you to Himself and speak tenderly to your heart. Loneliness is hard. There's been all kinds of songs done about loneliness. I remember growing up, I think it was the 70s, Gilbert O'Sullivan had a song. It was about grieving, and it was called "Alone Again Naturally." It was a sad song about grieving and about being stood up. And he even sang, "Why did God desert me in my hour of need?" Then there was another song by the rock group America, soft rock group America. "This is for all the lonely people thinking that life has passed you by. Don't give up when you're feeling lonely. Don't give up. Things can get better. And remember that you're not really alone. You may be alone, but you're not really alone. God is with you." I love what it says in one of the Psalms. "As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people." And so I think that's the meaning of the pandemic. It's a monastic moment. You know what monasticism is? Mono, one, monastic. I live in a monastery. It's when you get alone with God. And this is everybody's call. A lot of people are struggling with it because they're not comfortable with themselves. I'll talk about that in a little while. They're just used to social media, so they don't have to deal with what's within. There's something called an internet paradox. Social media is supposed to help us with loneliness, but ironically, it's not. It's making people feel even more isolated than ever. It's called the internet paradox. So I want you to know that even though you're alone, You don't have to be lonely. I live in a monastery, as I said, and I participate in solitude. I live in a community, but a lot of times we're alone. Alone in our rooms. We're not married. We don't have children. I have solitude. And I don't run from it. I embrace it. It's a time when I journal, spend time with God, pray, reflect about my life, read books, write sermons, get reflective. Don't be afraid of looking within, because within there's a treasure, there's potential, there's a lot there. Most people don't even know who they are. They're afraid to look within. I remember when I was in novitiate. Novitiate is a time of prayer and study before your professed vows as a Passionist. And I was with seven other young men in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And during that year of novitiate, it's a year of study and prayer, as I said, we went away on a retreat to Kentucky. And our retreat took us to a place of solitude. And we were going to be alone without speaking for 7 days. One of the young men that we were with was very agitated, very upset before the retreat, because he was afraid of being alone. He didn't know what he was going to find as he looked within. And a lot of people are afraid of looking within. And that's one of the symptoms of loneliness. You're not just disconnected from people, you're disconnected from yourself. So I want to say that within there's a treasure. I've discovered that within myself, there's more than I could have ever imagined. When I grew up, I never would have sat alone in silent prayer, because I always needed music or TV or something to occupy my mind. Now, since I came to Christ, was filled with the Holy Spirit, now I crave quiet. I don't need to hear all the other voices. I do watch TV and I do listen to music, but I spend ample time in silence. And I'm not afraid to look within. In fact, I'm asking God, God, show me what's in there so we can change. I heard about a man that was in prison, and I have a prison ministry. It's called the Pen Pal Ministry, where we write people in prison. I've got over 100 people involved in this. We write people who are in prison. And prison, of course, lends to isolation. People are cut off from their families. They're cut off from their friends. They're behind bars. And then there's solitary confinement. Even within prison, there's more and more deeper isolation, that solitary confinement, where you will be in a little cell all by yourself all day long. Well, I saw one person who was incarcerated on a Christian TV station after he had gotten out. He said that he was in solitary confinement for a long time, and he said he had a conversion when he was in solitary confinement. He realized there was nothing else to do, and in the midst of his loneliness, he started seeking God, and he started discovering God in his life. And that's exactly what the pandemic can do for everybody. You can have what I call a monastic moment. You don't have to be a monk and join a monastery, but right in your own home, you set up a little chapel, because many churches have been closed and they're not reopening quickly. Set up a little chapel, find yourself a little place, and get to know God and get to know yourself. And you won't feel so lonely. Well, anyway, God started dealing with him about his past sins, not condemning him, but helping him to change his heart from lust, from gluttony, from greed, from the seven deadlies, from anger, all those different things. And so this is a series that I'm proclaiming to you, real life, what we're all going through as humans, real issues. Anger, loneliness, impatience, these are real issues. And I want to talk about the stuff of being human. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So don't miss this monastic moment. This is a moment for everybody on the face of the earth to seek God and to get deep. Because the bottom line is, we're all going to pass away, we're all going to die, and we better be ready, because that's going to be a monastic moment at the moment of your death. And don't run from it. Don't be afraid. Let God deal with you. Let God change you. Let God work with you within. So Billy Graham described it this way. He said that everybody suffers from what he called a cosmic loneliness. He used that term to describe a loneliness for God that we all have in our own hearts. We're lonely for people. We're lonely when it comes to ourselves at times, but we're lonely for God. This cosmic loneliness. See, we were all made for God. We were created to live in communion with God. And when we're separated, and by the way, that's what hell will be, hell, separation from God. Heaven will be communion with God. So when we're separated from God, we feel this loneliness deep within. We're not complete. Marriage doesn't do it. Addictions don't do it. The attractions of life don't do it. We need God. And if that's you, I pray that this program will help you to find God, or at least to seek God. And as you seek God, God is faithful. He's touched me and millions, and He'll touch you too. All you have to do is just humbly, sincerely come to God. Tell Him how you feel. Tell Him you feel alone and lonely, and He will help you. So let's continue. So I wanted to start by saying that there's a good side to loneliness. As I said, it can drive you to God, and we all have this cosmic loneliness. And let me explain what loneliness is. It's not just being alone, because as I said, there's solitude in religious life. People joined monasteries. They went to the desert. They lived alone. That's not loneliness. Loneliness is feeling disconnected. You feel disconnected from people. That's the social isolation of the pandemic. That's why it was so hard. I heard stories about parents dying and children couldn't even go to their funerals. I presided at a funeral for one of my best friends who died. He was 83 years old. And there were people at the funeral, but they were all scattered around the church with masks on. It was very, very down. It was very strange. It wasn't what he would have wanted, but it was during the time of a pandemic. The churches were just opening. So it's that feeling of not being connected. And also, loneliness is a feeling that you don't fit in. You can be in the midst of a crowd and feel like you don't belong. You feel lonely. You can be in a community or in a school or at a job that you just, maybe politically, you don't feel in sync. You don't agree with the people that you're with. You just feel lonely. They don't understand you. Maybe you're a believer and they're not. You feel lonely, but you're not alone. And that's why I read that reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Here's Paul preaching in Corinth, being thrown into prison. And God tells him, Paul, don't be afraid. I am with you. And he told Paul that other times. Jesus, for example, said, I'm not alone. My Father is with me. And so when you go through hardships or difficult times or times of isolation, times when you're not understood, times when you feel like you don't belong, always remember, never ever forget, you are never, ever alone. Psalm 139 is one of my favorite psalms. And it talks about how close God is to us. And it says, Psalm 139, it says that whenever we sit or when we stand, God knows it altogether. Even before a word is upon my lips, you know it. Even before I speak it, God knows us better than we know ourselves, and He's closer to us than we are to ourselves. Jesus promised that He would be with us and that He would send the Holy Spirit to be in us. In is closer than with. So loneliness is it's epidemic. 3 out of 5 people now during the pandemic and even post-pandemic are feeling this. And it's a feeling also of feeling worthless. You don't feel good about yourself. For example, you don't feel like you have friends or as many friends as you should have, or that you're not lovable. So you feel lonely. Well, again, it's a feeling. Now, you can be in a marriage and feel lonely. And loneliness is especially rampant among the elderly. 75 and older, you have decreased mobility, less attractions in life, you can't travel like you used to, you can't shop and get out. You lose family members, you lose friends, and you just have a feeling of loneliness. But again, I'm going to say this, Jesus went through alone times, Paul went through alone times, people in prison. That's a time when God can work, a time when the attractions are stripped away, the pandemic, social isolation. It's the monastic moment. Your elderly season of life can be your best season of life. You don't have to be lonely. It's a time to seek God. They say that it's lonely at the top. Well, it's at the top that you can discover God. When you don't feel like people understand you or that you're not belonging, well, that's a time to find God in a deeper way. So whatever situation you're in, God will bring good out of it. Now, one thing I need to say is God did not bring the pandemic upon the earth. This happened by a virus. I believe it happened through evil. But what God is doing is he's bringing good things out of it. There's a silver lining in every cloud. He's bringing this monastic moment. He's wooing us into the desert, if you can hear his voice. And he will speak tenderly to our heart. So it is a monastic moment. It is a time of blessing. Now, I'm not really a lonely person. I've never considered myself lonely. Came from a good family and had parents that loved me, had sisters that loved me, and have friends that loved me, had girlfriends. So never really felt lonely, but some things have happened in my life where I've had lonely moments. And let me just talk about that for a moment. For example, I've been in ministry now for 30 years, and I had a couple friends in California, a married couple, Jim and Janice, who helped me in my ministry. Well, about a year and a half ago, they retired from my ministry. And I remember they came to Houston. We handed the reins over to somebody else in terms of producing my books and managing my resources and that type of thing. And I remember the day that they were going to leave and fly back to Seattle, Washington, I had this feeling of emptiness in my gut. And I was just thinking, I'm going to lose my best friends here. And they flew away, and it was really hard. And they're still friends, but I felt so lonely at that time. Sometimes you just have to feel the loneliness. It's a feeling, and it passes. It's kind of like a wave. It comes and it goes. You just let it come. You're human. I'm glad I can feel. But it went away. You get occupied with life, and you concentrate, you focus on your relationship with God. That's really, really important. And there were other moments, of course, when I lost my mom and dad, I think about that, when I lost them to death. That was a tremendous time of loneliness. People talk to me about losing their pets, their cats, their dogs, their birds, their fish, and they feel so lonely because they lost their pet. And I agree with that. I've had pets all my life, and when I lose them, it's like, wow, this is a lonely, lonely time. Well, one of the loneliest times that I've ever had to do with a time I was dating a girl in college. And we dated for about 9 months, and we loved each other. But at the end of the 9 months, we broke up, and I was devastated. I go like this again because it was a feeling in the pit of my stomach, right in my gut, of being bewildered. And I lost that friendship, and it was hard, and I felt so lonely. Right in the middle of probably the worst moment of my life, when I felt empty and lonely, that's when I turned to God. I'm 19 years old, and God heard my cry. He hears the cry of the poor. That's right from the Bible. Not poor financially necessarily, but poor emotionally. Sometimes when you're at your bottom, that's when God hears you the most. And I was just so lonely and broken up by that relationship, by that breakup. And that's when I had a conversion. That's when God entered my life in a powerful way. So what I'm saying is that no matter what trials or tragedies come your way, or deaths that you're grieving, the loss of a pet, the various things that happen from being human. God will use these things if you'll give God a chance. I want you to understand that Jesus died on the cross in utter desolation. He not only suffered tremendous torture physically, but emotionally, he went through a complete and utter depletion. He went through a tremendous emotional turmoil. On the cross, if you remember, he quoted Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me? That's a psalm of lament, a psalm talking about the pain, but at the end of the psalm, it talks about hope, that there will be a better day coming. So I believe at that moment, he wasn't just quoting Psalm 22, he was feeling Psalm 22. He was saying, I feel forsaken. Everything that we have is gone. He was feeling what we should feel because we've sinned and separated ourselves from God. Jesus took our place on the cross. He bore our transgressions and the penalty of our sin, which, remember what I said, hell is loneliness. It's separation from God. So in that crucifixion moment, Jesus bore our hell, complete separation from God. And he was quoting Psalm 22, that psalm of lament, but he was also feeling Psalm 22. And that's why he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? So what I'm trying to say is that because Jesus bore that loneliness, that separation, even from God his Father, on the cross, he redeemed our loneliness so that therefore now, whatever state we're in, whether it be elderly, whether it be a breakup, whether it be grieving somebody that we've lost, maybe even a pet, that we can now find God in our loneliness because of what Jesus did on the cross. By his stripes, we are healed. And we usually think about that physically, and yeah, it can happen. He took away the guilt on the cross, but he also takes away the loneliness. There is no reason for you to be lonely anymore. You may be alone, but Jesus redeemed your aloneness, so you don't have to be lonely anymore. I hope you understand that. That's why I am a Passionist. I point to my sign. This is our sign here, the Passion of Jesus Christ. I am dedicated to the memory of the Passion because at the Passion we were redeemed by someone who loved us so greatly. And I'm trying to proclaim to people what this Passion means, the forgiveness of our sins, the healing of our guilt, the redemption of our emotions, the healing of our body. It's all about the Passion and it's all about redemption. So you're not apart, you're in Christ Jesus. This is real life. And real issues. And loneliness is a real issue that 3 out of 5 people are going through right now. So as you're watching this program, I am praying that you will experience a healing in your loneliness. And you will sense what the Psalms say, that as the mountains surround Jerusalem, the Lord surrounds you. That God knit us together and is closer to us than we are to ourselves. And that as God spoke to Paul when he said, don't be afraid, I am with you, you will sense that God is with you too. So don't believe the lies. Oftentimes what happens is we get lonely because we believe the lies of the evil one who tries to oppress us. Take walks, be your own best friend. You don't have to be with people all the time. Take walks, live in solitude, it's not that bad. Eat well, exercise, get the right medication. Be your own best friend, as I said, it's really important. And then get involved. Don't wait for everybody to come to you. You go to them, help people, get your mind off yourself. That's what oftentimes happens. People get lonely because they're in self-pity. Then very quickly, quit feeling sorry for yourself. Get involved in the community at church. And then lastly, be positive, have hope. the best is yet to come. I quoted Psalm 22. It's a psalm of lament, but as I said, it has hope at the end of that psalm. And the hope is of a new day. And I have a little plaque on my bureau. It's a clear plaque, and it's a saying, and it says, "The best is yet to come." And that's what I proclaim to you now. You may be feeling lonely, but I assure you, God is with you. And loneliness, and I've been through it. I talked about my parents dying, and I talked about the breakup with a girl. I talked about my friends leaving. Loneliness is a season. It comes and it goes. It's part of being human. This is real life, real issues. And so I pray as you've watched this program, you will realize not the lies, but the truth that God is with you. You are isolated, but you're insulated, which means that you're protected. And He will never, ever forsake you. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.